Blog Talk Radio.
When someone says you can't do that, just tell them that you can. It goes against all logic when a rose grows in the sand. And I've seen people move mountains with the help of God's hands. Deserts going dry, then it rains just in time. I've seen love gone bad, turn around. Oh, and I've seen people fly with their feet still on the ground. You're a bird who has forgotten that you.
Listening to that song all the way through, and it's so good. Hi listeners, and welcome to another edition of What News with Murph. On the show today, we have a super talented country music trio, Southern Halo, with us. We'll talk with the ladies about their career, their music, and anything that they're working on that they can talk about. This is going to be so much fun, I can already tell. And as usual, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, what's up, David?
Hey, Cody. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited that this finally today is the day we get to interview these three lovely, super talented ladies.
This is going to be so fun. And yeah. With that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Southern Halo to the show. Hey, ladies, how are you?
Hey, guys, how are y'all?
Doing good.
I'm so fine, ladies.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys so much again for having the show today. We're so excited.
Same here. My voice has gone completely halo. Southern Halo, that is. Ha ha.
Wow. But, as I was saying in the intro, that was my first time hearing that song all the way through, and it is just so good.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate that.
Yes. Spectacular.
I try to save, I'll buy a song on iTunes to play for the show, and I won't listen to it prior to the show. I will not listen to it because I want to get my first reaction to that song while we have the artist on air. So.
Wow, that's really cool, and I'm so glad you guys like the song and are supporting the new single, Anything Is Possible. So thank you guys so much again for that. Y'all truly are the best, and yeah, glad you guys like the song.
Yep, it's terrific.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I host every Friday a indie country radio show where I play my my top three favorite indie songs of the week, and I'll put this song in a rotation on that show.
Thank you guys so much. Oh, well, I'm so glad you like it that much. Thank you. There will be a video coming out very soon, so you guys are going to have to stay updated with it.
Oh, so absolutely. Are you in the process of filming the video as we speak, or?
We have a lyric video that's out right now, and we will have the music video out coming very soon, hopefully this coming spring or summer.
Oh, that's wonderful. Where will you be filming the video?
We'll actually be filming the video in Nashville, so you guys are going to have to keep your eyes open for it.
Yes.
Definitely.
I won't need coffee to see the video, trust me.
Oh, thank you.
Before we get into things today, I always like to start out with two questions. Well, they're not really questions, but just kind of introduce yourselves and tell the listeners how y'all got into music in the first place.
Yeah. Hey, you guys. We are three sisters from Christina and Anna. And, yeah, we're called Southern Halo. We've basically grown up here in the Mississippi Delta our lives. And, you know, the home of the Mississippi Delta is really the home of the music. The girls and I just really grew up with a strong love for music ever since. I mean, we've had record players in our kitchen, you know, spinning lots of classic vinyls. So we just instantly had a natural feel to grow up to want to play music ourselves.
Well, when did you all start recording together and form a group?
Wow. So the group formed, Southern Halo formed back in 2009, almost 10 years ago. And, we actually recorded for the very first time probably in 2012 at this place called Delta State University. It's the college here in our hometown. It's really cool thing called the Delta Music Institution. Best friends with all of the music instructors everybody there. So they let us come and record and, you know, do a few songs, learn about recording. So we've just grown up constantly learning lots of new things about the music industry.
Whenever we have bands on the show, this is always a question I have to ask. Where did the band name Southern Halo come from?
Oh, wow. Well, here in our small little town, everyone always called us the Angels of the South because us three little blonde-headed kids running around barefooted, everyone was just like, oh, that's so cute. And so, yeah, they just called us Angels of the South. So we just had to kind of grow up and call ourselves Southern Halo.
Oh, when I met you
that's
all
awesome.
For the first time, ladies, actually it was the second time. I had met you twice last year, once in the fanfare, and the second time was in, I believe, it was the Sutter, I think.
Yep.
Where you
that's
formed.
Right. We remember that.
And terrific how Natalia came up to me and said, "Hi, you came to see us." And I was, that really rarely happens when an artist comes to a fan before they're going, "Hi, you came to see us." And since then, I have been very high on the Halo wing, your Halo wings.
Oh, you guys are just so sweet. Thank you so much. I can't believe you remember that. Y'all are so sweet to even support our music and even have us here on the show with you guys today. So thank you. You literally
fed
your heart.
Sure. That was one of the highlights of last year's CMA Fest for me.
Oh, you're so the best. Thank you.
Yes.
And I'm probably going to get a little sentimental here. no fault of my own, I apologize, but I feel like if it weren't for the artists, we couldn't do what we do here on the show. So I thank y'all for that.
Well, thank you. That's very sweet, and it's very true too. You know, we're like a team here, so pretty cool.
You know. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what I love about the industry, specifically country music. The country industry is, and I know y'all have probably heard this 1,000 times, but the country industry is like a family.
Yeah, we actually say that all the time when people ask us, why did you guys be because the really cool thing is the girls and I grew up playing just a wide variety of different types of genres. So we started with blues music and, you know, gravitated towards southern rock and then classic rock. And then, you know, with Christina, the middle child, she's the drummer. So we always had a few rock songs played on stage. But, you know, going to Nashville and, you know, being inspired by so many great country artists such as Little Big Town and Lady Antebellum and, you know, Tim McGraw, Carrie Underwood, I mean, the list goes on. So the girls and I just discovered that the country music industry is just such a big family industry. Everybody supports each other. Everybody, you know, so we just couldn't find ourselves doing anything else.
And that sort of begs my next question. I know y'all said that y'all played different genres before finding country music. What's on your playlist right now?
Well, right now we're currently still dabbling in a variety of different genres just because of our personalities and how we're each so different. We've been listening to and playing a whole lot more just country, pop, and a combination of also rock in our showcases, and you can see it through our album, a lot of pop, and throughout our live show. We're having a whole lot of fun with it.
Awesome. Of course, I'll pretty much listen to anything once. So, if y'all know me personally, my music tastes range from, "Oh my gosh, you need to hear this," to, "Yeah, please don't judge me for this."
I love it. That's exactly what you mean.
ladies, what is your plans for 2018 in terms of recording songs, potentially second EP coming out, CMA Fest, touring?
Oh yeah, of course. So as you guys know, 2017 was just such a huge year for the girls and me. We moved to Nashville, we did 3 separate European tours, and even wrote and recorded our very second album. We're so excited about that. So 2018 is going to be just as fun because we released our new single, Anything Is Possible. The new album is coming out April 27th, and it's titled Just Like in the Movies. We are so excited about that one. And with a new single and a new album comes lots of more radio touring, performances, live shows, just a lot of fun stuff heading y'all's way, even lots more music videos. So you guys are going to have to stay updated with us on our website at southernhalo.net.
That'll be a great eye opener for me before I go to work.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. So where do you see yourself on your radio tour, Cody? Where do you see yourself on your radio tour? Like, what states do you see yourself visiting?
So the really cool thing is for this radio tour for 2018, since we did a lot of European touring last year, we're covering all states in the United States this year. So we're heading as far north as, you know, Maine and in New York and lots of fun places like that.
New York, okay. Oh, I have a lot to tell you off air about that.
Well, you go. We're looking forward.
That's
awesome. So,
I want to definitely see you when you're in New York, if it's possible. That's the fan up for me.
All right. Okay. Well, definitely do that.
Okay.
Hey, we actually have a caller on the line if y'all are up for taking calls.
Let's do it.
Sweet. And I think I know who this person is. Hold on 1 minute.
Me too.
Is this who I think it is?
Yes, it is, Cody.
Patrick?
Hey, what up, buddy?
Yes, how's it going? I had to call and talk to the girls, and I'm looking forward to April 27th for the album dropping. My question is, please tell me you're going to be at CMA Fest again this year.
Of course we are. So we actually are getting together. So CMA Fest is really cool. Applications being filled out for that right now as we speak. So we don't have our lineup for CMA Fest quite yet, since it is just a few months away. But we will let everybody know CMA Fest. And it'll be our fixed. We'll see you there.
You'll definitely see me. I make a habit to stop by and see you guys. I first saw you there 2 years ago at Music City Center, and it was funny because the place was packed. I was standing there, didn't want to get in anybody's way, and somebody tapped me and said, "You can go ahead and stand in front of me. I've seen him a million times." Turned around, it was your dad. Then I got to meet you guys backstage, and
That's right.
I said, every year I come down, I have to see the Halos. Sounds good. And well, I just wanted to call in and say hi, and I'll make sure to tell Mom and Dad hello for me as well.
Got it. Thank you for calling.
I'll talk to you later, okay?
Alrighty, cut. Bye.
Oh, man, you have a good one.
That's so sweet.
You see,
Patrick,
everyone
is
getting in line to see you all.
Patrick is probably a bigger fan of independent artists than I am, and that's saying a lot.
Patrick is definitely. We really hope that we get to see him and you guys at CMA Fest this coming year. It's going to be a lot of fun. We have a lot of new fun music to share with everybody, so we're excited.
So,
me too.
Speaking of the new music that's coming out. And I tell pretty much all my guests this, but if there's ever anything that you need from us, whether it's promotion for this new single, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out. I wanted to ask, first I wanted to ask about going back to last year and touring overseas. How fun was that?
Overseas was so fun. We actually got to tour all of the UK 3 total times last year. And it was so much fun. We were very busy. We toured many big cities like Manchester and London and Newcastle and Glasgow. Yeah, lots of fun places like that. So we definitely had a very fun trip while we were over there. We just can't wait to go back.
You know, it's a good thing I reminded you of this interview as a joke. Otherwise, you might be in Scotland by now.
I know. Did you see that tweet I had?
Yes.
I remember seeing all the pictures y'all posted on Instagram. See, I've never been overseas, so I was kind of living vicariously through y'all.
Get out of town! Oh my goodness! Well, we did have lots to post because I just cannot tell you how many nice people and, you know, that we met and all the amazing places. I mean, we just couldn't even stop taking photos. Everything was just so beautiful. And especially the people. Oh, my goodness. Everybody is so nice. They're country music.
That's great.
So the reception
that you received from the fans there was very positive, and they were very friendly, did you say?
Oh, yes, very friendly. In fact, so American fans over here normally would know an artist based on their single, and then UK fans actually will know an artist because of their single, but then literally listen to the whole album and know that every single song on that album. So, I mean, literally the crowd, instead of being very rambunctious and, you know, wild, they were in fact, you know, just kind of sitting there watching us and singing every single lyric with us. So it was a really cool experience.
Oh, that is so awesome.
You know, and that's what I tend to do. I mean, of course, I'll buy a single, obviously, but I tend to buy the entire album because I'm such a music nerd that I just I love listening to album cuts and songs that didn't make it as singles. I just love it so much. So
oh yeah, we're in the same boat, man. We love, you know, just buying everybody's album and just, you know, kind of finding our own favorites on those albums too. So kind of cool.
Now this is sort of a funny story. I know you said one of you guys is a drummer for the band. Well, I'm sort of a musician myself, and my first instrument was drums, believe it or not. So
that's amazing! Oh my goodness, you're a drummer. That's so cool.
Yep, I was a drummer. I started out in a middle school band as a drummer my seventh grade year, I believe it was, and I played drums all throughout high school. So.
Oh, my goodness. That's cool. Wow, you've got a lot of talent under your belt. That's amazing. That's awesome.
You know, and I recently discovered about 2 or 3 years ago the joys of acoustic guitar. So I've been kind of picking around with that for the past 2 or 3 years, and it's been so much fun.
Isn't that fun? We love the guitar, especially it's so easy to travel with, you know, just kind of take it on the road, especially in radio stations mm-hmm. when you do radio. So, oh yeah, we love the guitar. It's a lot of fun.
You know, and as a matter of fact, my guitars are actually. Right here beside me, I've got a Fender Acoustic and a Johnson Electric. So, and I've been toying around a little bit with the electric too, and the solos you can play on the electric are just mind blowing.
I know. I actually noticed that. I found an old Tele in my dad's closet, and I've been playing that one for a long time. I mean, I just love the way it sounds. It's got a good sound, and it's super easy to play electric-wise, so.
Yeah, it is. One question I had for you guys is and I'm a big fan of artist interviews. I mean, I'll sit down and pretty much read, listen to, or watch any artist interview I can possibly find. So I was watching one time a Dan Rather interviewed Kid Rock, and he asked him this question, and I'll ask you guys the same thing. When everything is said and done with your career, and you've won a major award after major award, which is going to happen for you, there's not a doubt in my mind it's going to happen. But what do you guys want to be remembered for as artists?
Oh, wow. That's a really great question. You know, I feel like that we would love people to remember us as artists that are very passionate about our music. And, you know, we're really in the music industry for the love of music and literally for, you know, being in such a career that we get to be together in. And, yeah, just writing songs, playing music that inspires others as well. Because that's the ultimate goal here, is to make a great, fun job out of playing music and, you know, sharing the world and hopefully touching other people's hearts.
I think you all are very passionate about your fans as well. That goes without saying.
I agree completely.
Very, very true. Thank you. You know, you can't get anywhere without them. So, you know, they're the best.
Yes, and I
know y'all said that y'all want to inspire people through your music. So as creative people, which I know y'all obviously are, what inspires or motivates y'all?
Oh wow, so many things motivate us. Especially, I'd have to say the main thing is watching, you know, friends and family members that we know, and even just, you know, other people outside of our family, just people who work really hard and achieve great things and great success through just hard work and determination, because that is the most inspirational thing that, you know, we can see. And that actually shows through our song called Anything Is Possible, because, I mean, the truth is in life that no matter what you really want to take on in life, no matter how crazy or wild or exciting it is, you definitely a little hard work, determination. So that definitely inspires us. Anything's possible.
You know, and I'm glad y'all said that because that's why I do this radio show, is to be able to help some incredibly talented people succeed and reach their dreams, because I feel like with this show, I feel like if we can be a stepping stone to that next thing, whether it's that next interview or that next gig or whatever it is, I feel like I've more than done my job.
Oh, well, thank you. Cody and Craig, you guys are awesome. Thanks so much again for having us today. And literally, it means the world to us that y'all are playing our new single and supporting our music. So we can't thank you guys enough. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And thank you for being on the show, too.
Yes, absolutely. And there's literally nothing that makes me happier than seeing good people succeed.
Oh, thank you so much.
So, I think, unless Craig's got anything else for you, I think, before we let you go, I've got a couple more questions. Where can fans follow you guys online if they want to keep up with what you're doing?
Well, everybody can follow us on our website at southernhalo.net, and then I'll take you to all of our social media sites like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and even YouTube. So you guys be sure to like and follow us, and we definitely will follow back and say hello. So thank you guys so much. I mean, we'd love that.
And I'm just putting this out there, but I do follow y'all on pretty much everything. I'm just putting it out there.
We love seeing your – we do know that because you're always commenting the sweetest things in the world that make our day. So thank you so much for that. We
yes.
Trust me.
Thank you.
Your tweets.
Oh, Trust me, a tweet post from you on social media is like an opportunity for your fans, such as Cody and I, to respond and such, and that's how we establish a fan musician relationship and also a friendship.
There you go. That's so true. I'm so glad we have social media so we can do these kinds of things, huh?
Yes.
Exactly. With compliments like that y'all just said, that makes this worth it for us. I mean, it's to hear that this show was making an impact on people. That's literally everything I could ever ever dream about.
Oh, well, I'm so glad. Thank you so much. We're just so honored to have been on the show, and I'm glad you guys get out there and do this kind of stuff, because this radio show is great for getting other artists, especially indie artists, out there on the radio, and I can't tell you how much y'all touch musicians' hearts, so thank you.
You know, I hope I'm not overstepping here, but from just the 30 or 45 minutes that we spoke and from all of our conversations on social media, I do consider y'all very dear friends.
Oh, well, we do too. Thank you so much. You guys literally are the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And like I said earlier, if there's ever anything that y'all need from us, don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Thank you guys so much. We definitely will. So you guys are great friends. Thank you so much.
Yes, we definitely want to help be part of the wind beneath all of your halo wings.
Oh.
Yep. So, to kind of wrap things up here, I wanted to ask, is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to?
Oh, man, I think you guys basically covered everything. Y'all know it's like so well.
I pride myself on researching the guest prior to these interviews, because I feel like, as a radio host, I feel like if I don't know my crap, I have no business being on air.
Exactly. You definitely know that you're a great friend, so thank you.
So I think, wow, 30 minutes just totally flew by, didn't it, y'all?
Definitely did. What happens when you have fun, huh?
Well, you must have very fast wings for it to go by so quickly. Wow.
Oh, man. So, I thank y'all again for doing this. This has been probably one of my favorite interviews, personally.
Oh, well, seriously, us too. So, thanks so much again, Cody and Craig, for having us on the show. We had such a blast, and hopefully we'll get to do it again soon. And we definitely will be keeping up with you guys on our social media site.
Vice versa, we would love to have you as guests in the near future.
Oh yeah, that'd be fun.
Yes, y'all are absolutely more than welcome back anytime, and y'all are now part of this little radio show family we've got going here. So y'all are more than welcome back anytime.
Thank you guys. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah. Welcome.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being on.
I think I'm gonna let y'all go and wrap things up, but I'll be talking to you on social media, okay?
All right, we'll see you guys there. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.
They are so much fun. Wow.
Yes. They're a no miss. When I go to CMA Fest, I'm definitely going to catch them, and I really hope to see them here in New York when they're on their radio tour.
Mm-hmm. So, We don't have much time to rest because we've got a turn around tomorrow and do this all over again, don't we?
Yes, but it's so worth it. Tomorrow is another sensational singer-songwriter named Jennifer Vasquez, who was from New York, where I was grew up.
Oh, sweet. So, I think I'm gonna let you go too, buddy, and kind of wrap things up here, okay?
Okay. Have a good evening. Talk to you tomorrow, Cody.
Oh, good. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely ladies of Southern Halo. You know, I always have notes when I do these shows. I didn't even look at my notes once tonight. That's how just incredible this interview was. I didn't even have to look at my notes once. But that's when you know the interview is just going so well that you're not even paying attention to the notes. But anyway, as Craig said, tomorrow at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Jennifer Vasquez on with us. So I think with that, I think you've heard the announcements. So I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.